Our next guest is the official historian of the Carlton Football Club, Tony DeBolfo. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Tom. How are you going? You dusted the cobwebs off the old dark baby blue duffel coat.
I do. That was going to be my first question. So, will people be wearing... I'll just give you a list of things I'm hoping to see on Sunday, and you can tell me how correct it is. Okay.
Absolutely.
Mud in the middle, only one umpire, at least one fight each quarter. This is amongst the players, of course. Floggers thrown onto the ground.
Yes.
Kick to kick after the game.
Yes.
And I have it on good authority that the original Bluebirds are going to be dusting off the leotards and doing some pre-game and during the game dancing.
Yes, we haven't quite got that far with the Bluebirds, but I can tell you the ground is in pristine condition.
So no mud.
Rules out the muddy circle. And the umpire, I think, is the first female umpire, is she not?
Yes. Yeah, but is it just one umpire or there's several?
No, I think she'll be accompanied by a couple of other men in white. That obviously is a landmark moment for the umpiring association.
What about the likelihood of a replay of the famous Battle of Britain match in London in 1987 when North Melbourne and Carlton went at it and every player was involved in all in brawl? Will be that sort of behaviour?
Well, we hope not, Tom, because you know, as loyal Carlton men, unfortunately, as you'll remember, in 1987 we were on the wrong end of that particular melee. I think we were there. The feet were still up after the 1987 grand final victory, so we were out there for a leisurely stroll. I think it was the other mob that was fired up, and unfortunately, the Carlton boys of 1987 were the unwitting victims of the biffo that took place at the Oval.
I think it's safe to say that a young Alistair Clarkson playing for North Melbourne was the person who instigated that particular battle. Now, what about the takeaway food concessions? I remember, you know, there was quite a few there. I mean, it was all traditional fare, pies, pasties, sausage rolls and hot dogs. That was about it. Is that equipment used to heat everything up and serve it? Is that still there?
Well, I think so. I think all of those items you're talking about were locked away in those little, you know, kiosk areas that are padlocked for the most part these days. So I think people getting along on Sunday will probably be privy to the old Paddy's pies, before the match. And some of them might even stop off at the Great Northern on route to Princes Park, Tom, just to sort of get into the swing of things. Might not be known to too many people that the hotel up the other end of the city near where the university is, the Quiet Hotel, in the very, very old days of Carlton's history, was a place in which the players changed before they took to the field in the grounds of Royal Park.
So the team will be getting changed in the Quiet Hotel?
No, not this weekend. No. They'll be getting ready in the Swiss surrounds of what was the old George Harris stand. Now the multi-million-dollar all-purpose training facility. So things have changed since the days of the main bar at the Clyde.
Now, how many people are you expecting on Sunday?
Well, I think those in the know, Tom, are expecting a turnout of around 10,000 people. Weather's going to be good. The new draftees are all going to be on show at this stage, we understand. So there'll be a lot of interest, I dare say, in the contest, but it's probably more the experience, isn't it, for those of us who remember what Princes Park meant, you know, to go to the game, the whole weekend ritual of getting ready and walking the streets of Carlton to get to the old ground. I think for many it'll be a sentimental journey, and for the children of those people that never savoured the experience, I think here is a real opportunity for them to come along and immerse themselves into what was the great bastion of the Carlton Football Club.
Now, another question I have is a fairly pedestrian matter. It's actually one to do with cars. Where do we park? I mean, can you still park on the oval next to Princes Park?
No, I was there the other day, Tom, and unfortunately there's mounds and hills and all sorts of things. So I think you're going to have to trust your luck and get as close to Garden Street as you possibly can and maybe Richardson Street and all those, you know, those inner city suburban streets that were crammed to the hilt with cars in the good old days. So I suspect parking's going to be tight, but nothing wrong with a nice leisurely walk through the streets of Carlton to get to the ground.
And you are confident of a win, Tony?
Oh, absolutely, Tom. You can mark it down, pencil it in. We're a big W. I think we'll be right.
All right. Hopefully, at about 4:45 Sunday afternoon, the old We Are the Navy Blues will be bursting out of the speakers at Princes Park. Tony DeBolfo, official Carlton historian there. Oh, look, it'll be fun on Sunday. As I said, it's just rare. It is rare to get a NAB Challenge game between two traditional rivals like Carlton and Essendon played at a ground like Princes Park. It won't happen very often. Make the most of it.